Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rose Fast is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Rose is the founder and the CEO of Fast Forward Consulting Group. It's an organization helping people like you and me transform our businesses, not just improve, but transform them. She's the author of the new book, The Chocolate Conversation, Lead Bittersweet Change, Transform Your Business. And as I say, she's our new friend, Rose Foss. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
So I hadn't thought about it. I mean, I know about all the different kinds of chocolate. In fact, I mentioned before you got here, I was going to ask you, are we talking plain or peanuts? But I guess I just kind of played into your little scheme here, didn't I? Because when you bring up the idea of chocolate, everybody's got their own little idea about what kind of chocolate it is, right?
Exactly.
We got your milk chocolate. We got your dark chocolate. We got chocolate with almonds and peanuts and all kinds of chocolate milkshake, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not enough just to say chocolate. You got to be specific, right?
Yes. And you've got the gist of the metaphor as it was used in the book.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a death by chocolate party right after college, and I thought I thought all of us would just have so much in common, and it was amazing. The very different taste levels and the way people interacted.
Right.
So years later, when I was in an all-company business meeting and they were sharing a very complex strategy, and I noticed everybody kind of giving it the New York nod and walking out. And on the way back to the offices, very different interpretations of what that strategy meant. And it really took me back to the chocolate party because I said, we're having a chocolate conversation.
Hmm.
And most businesses today, direction, strategy, we need to grow, we need to change, we need to give our customers a better experience. That's all conversations at the chocolate level, not
mm-hmm.
at the milkshake level. and people need to stop and think and say, you know, how do I interpret this? What exactly does it mean? So if I substitute the word chocolate for growth, I'd get as many different varieties, Jim,
right.
as you just shared in the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the gist of how this book opens and really shares the importance and the criticality of having complete conversations.
As you were talking about that and explaining that, I couldn't help but think about the line in the movie Cool Hand Luke.
I love it.
When you know what I'm talking about, when the road foreman
right.
Struthers. What was this? Struthers Martin, that was his name. His real name. The character's real life name was Struthers Martin, and he said to Paul Newman, he said, "What we have here is a failure to communicate."
I love it, yeah.
And that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yes. And I think years ago, people really spent more time considering that. I think today in business, there's just so much driven by PowerPoint decks, process
mm-hmm.
reengineering, reorganizations, restructures, people being taken out of the business, all these things to get to an end point, and nobody's thinking about what we have here is a failure to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
How are we getting people to think differently, to do what we need them to do, to be part of our vision, not just be on the receiving end of a lot of cool words, but what is it that I'm saying that's bringing up emotion in you and making you want to be a part of this?
Yeah.
And I just feel, you know, the good old-fashioned leadership by walking around,
right.
having conversations, really being engaged.
And how about this? How about this? Use plain English.
Yeah. Oh, my God. you know, there are books of acronyms. in companies. I call it corporate.
I know.
I call it corporate,
it's like,
pig Latin.
It's like style. It's like style pages by the journalists, right?
And you are so right.
Yeah,
Jim.
Like a style book. And but you know the thing about this, Rose, is that as you were talking about this, my mind is thinking of two places. One is a big company.
Yeah.
Where all people are sitting around a room and they're all thinking this means a different thing, and they all leave the building and they go and they do their own thing. Then I think about a small business where the owner says chocolate, thinks he's talking about one thing, and the employees who in a small business are less likely to have a discussion with the owner and more likely just to vibrate at his or her frequency. You know, then you get that kind of a response where there actually hasn't been a discussion. It's just been, this is what I want, let's go do it.
And, boy, you really nailed it. I mean, even in my own company, and I, you know, mea culpa.
Yeah,
I will sometimes stand in front of people and say, you know, okay, guys, we really need to focus on this part of the business. Let's get everybody on board. And they're hearing chocolate.
Yeah.
And so one of the biggest things I learned, I think I learned this mainly from my dad, was context. Give people a sense of what they're living in.
I love
what's
that
the
word.
Context? You know, he was a Marine and World War II.
Yep.
And he basically said to me, you know, we followed orders, but they couldn't afford to have chocolate conversations.
Right.
Somebody would get killed.
That's right.
So standards were very clear. And that's the key, is the standard is more important, actually, than just sharing the ideal. And I talk about chocolate conversations as worldview, standards, and concerns. And many employees, Jim, will start to complain, and people get mad about it. Instead of getting mad, you know, you got to look at it and say, underneath every complaint is an unmet need.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. And that's when you have the greatest opportunity to have the deepest conversation. When someone's coming to you and they're complaining, because they're giving you feedback, they're saying, I don't get it, or this isn't working, or by the way, I'm closest to the customer, and this is not what they're asking for.
What about this, Rose, as we go to the break? And folks, we're going to continue this on the other side of the break. What about if as a small business owner, we're telling people what we want, we're giving them instructions. What if we followed it up by saying, now, I want you to tell me what you think I mean?
Absolutely.
What's wrong with
you
that question?
That's the golden nugget.
Yeah. Folks, do that. Ask them that, because then you're going to find out that you wanted plain, and they're going to bring you M&M's with peanuts in it. You don't want peanuts, because that gums up the works. Rose Fass is the author of The Chocolate Conversation, Lead Bittersweet Change, Transform Your Business. She and I will be right back after these messages. This is a brand new book, folks. You need to check it out. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.